Ha. The Gemara Shabbos on the Yudam Beis brings down Omar Rovo Bar Machsayo. Hanoisem Matono Lachaveiris. Someone gives his friend a present. Tzorich Loidiyoi. You have an obligation to let him know what he's receiving. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishkan. The Pasuk says, in regard to Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Lodas, that he should know, ani Hashem mikadishkan. So the Gemara brings down, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. The Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matono toivo yesh li beveiz ginzai. I have a great gift in my treasure house. V'Shabbos Shema. And the name of that gift is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litna l'Yisrael. And I want to give it over to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'hoidiyam. Let them know about this great gift. This is what the Gemara brings down in Shabbos. And Tosfos over there speaks out. Dafko b'matono shenoisin aloy aidei ahava. A type of present that you're giving aidei ahava is the ones that you're obligated to let the person know what he's receiving from you. What we're seeing in this Gemara is that Shabbos Kodesh is a gift from the Rabbeinu Shlomo that the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave us with tremendous love. But it's a type of gift that doesn't happen naturally. Leich v'hoidiyam, let them know about it. They have to have awareness and appreciation for it. Because otherwise they're not going to be able to go ahead and use the gift. This is what we're seeing in the Gemara Shabbos. Reb Chaim Brim Zatzal, who's the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, and I remember when I was a bachur in Eretz Yisrael, I used to go visit him. He lived in Meir Sha'arim. A great tzaddik, he was considered a tzaddik of Yerushalayim. So he used to always say over that there was a yid every Erev Shabbos. He used to dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom and say like this, Rebbeinu Shalom, ani moide lach, I thank you that I have yayin the Shabbos. I thank you that I have chalas for Shabbos. I have dogim, I have fish for Shabbos. And he goes on b'chulu to all the different things that he has to cover Shabbos. Ich betir, give me a Shabbos, oiv Shabbos. I might have all these products and all these things that I need, but now I have one request. Let me be zeicha to have Shabbos for Shabbos. So he used to explain, what does this mean? In davening itself on Shabbos, we say this. It's already Shabbos Kodesh. Either Friday night, Shabbos morning, or even Shabbos afternoon, when we're davening mincha. And we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, V'hanchileinu Hashem Elokeinu, V'av Averotz, Shabbos Kachecha. Let me be zeicha to have the nachla of Shabbos. And what does that mean? It's already Shabbos. You're asking Hashem for Shabbos? It's Shabbos right now. What are you asking for? So, Reb Chaim Brim, it's mamash this yisoid. Shabbos is not just something that happens naturally. It's a seventh day, so it's Shabbos. You have to be zeicha to make Shabbos, Shabbos. And all throughout that tefillos of Shabbos, we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shlomo that we should be zeicha to make our Shabbos, Shabbos. So what is Shabbos? If we're telling you it's not just the seventh day, and we're receiving a matana, that Shabbos is a gift. What is this gift of Shabbos? So the emesis, there's a Moedik of Medrash on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. In Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shchoyra ani v'nova. I'm blackened, v'nova, but I'm still beautiful. V'nois Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Zok the Medrash. Shchoyra ani kol yemois hashavua. I'm blackened all the days of the week. V'nova ani b'Shabbos. but I become beautiful on Shabbos. Which means, through whole week, when we're involved with malacha, and we're in this mundane physical world, many times we get lost. We lose our focus. We get too involved in the Olam Hazeh. And the Mela, we get blackened throughout the week. Shchayrani kol yomayis ha-shavua. We get filthy and blackened. A becomes Shabbos, says the Medrash, and a Yid returns to his roots, and he becomes beautiful, like his true neshama starts shining of who he really is. This is what the Pasuk in Shir Hashim is telling us. Every Shabbos, a Yid has the ability to return to his Mekor. And the Emes is the Mechilta's Medayik, in a similar vein in the Pasuk. In Parashas Kisisa, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lochem. Watch the Shabbos because it's kodesh to you. What does that mean? Kodesh hi lochem. Zok de Mechilta Magid shaShabbos moisefes kedusha al Yisrael. Shabbos adds kedusha to your being. Every one of us, Shabbos comes in. And is a Tesefes Kedusha. You could call it Neshama Yisera, you call it whatever you want. But says the Mechilta, it's a Tesefes Kedusha to your being. You're becoming a different person. Now, many times throughout the week, Bacha is struggling with his learning, he's struggling with his davening, and he feels like, I wish I would enjoy my learning more. I wish I didn't have a geshmak in my davening. Different things, Dvarim Shebekedusha, that you want to have more shaykhahs to, and it bothers you, you don't have so much shaykhahs to it. We have to realize that the root of it is that you don't get your Kedusha Shabbos. If you start having Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, that it's a yoyim that's a Tesefes Kedusha, that's going to spill over to the whole upcoming week. Like we say every Friday night, Shehi Mikor HaBracha. Shabbos is the source of all bracha. And all the svarim bring down that all the next 6 days of the week come from the previous Shabbos. All the hashpah, toiva, all the bracha, hashpahs, ruchnis, whatever you need, comes from your Shabbos kodesh. This is the Mayridika Nakuda that we see in the psukim of what Shabbos does for us. You know, I saw a story about Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein. Although the actual story is not really on our level in a practical sense, but the message is Negeos. It's brought down Rabbi Chatzko, when he was a bocher, he used to always sleep. Every Shabbos he used to go to sleep. Because Chazal say, Shina b'Shabbos Tanuk, sleeping on Shabbos is part of the Einik. And then you should go sleep a little bit, take a nap. But once he got to Kelm, and he heard from his Rebbe, the gadlus of the Milo of what Shabbos Kodesh is, at that point, when he started understanding how Shabbos is a whole different day than every day of the week, and the tremendous Kedusha and the Milo of the Yom Shabbos Kodesh, me'oz hichlit, he mamish, at that point he made a decision in himself, that lo yavsin me'uma, I can't miss out a moment from the Yom Shabbos Kodesh. How could I go to sleep? And from then on, he stopped going to sleep on Shabbos, partially because he couldn't lose out the moments of this Meiridika day of Shabbos Kodesh. This is a feeling that we have to have, even if we're going to give ourselves sleep on Shabbos and take a Shabbos nap. But a person has to live Shabbos, realizing it's a yom of Kedusha. It's a yom of Kedusha, and it's a day I don't want to lose out on the moments. I want to seize the opportunity of what Shabbos can give me. You know, there's a fascinating Baal HaTurim that connects to this. In the beginning, the first one of Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Vayakel, the Baal HaTurim tries to understand. The beginning of Vayakel discusses Shabbos. And we just finished the parasha before, parasha's Kisisa, was talking about that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the har, it's brought down the psukim over there, Vayihi beredes Moshe mahar Sinai, ushnei luchas ha'edus b'yad Moshe, Moshe lo yoda ki koran or ponav, b'dabra itim. When he's talking to Hashem, he developed a tremendous shine on his face. The Baal HaTurim says is a direct connection between the end of parasha's Kisisa and the beginning of Vayakal. He says, Ksiv, it says, Ki Koran Or Panav, he had this shine on the skin of his face. Visamach Lei, Parsha Vayakal, which is Parsha Shabbos. Loyimah, to teach every one of us, the Torah is revealing, She'ein Adoyimah Kirun Panav Shal Shabbos. The shine of your face on a Shabbos Kodesh is not similar with Shar Hayam for the rest of the week. You have a different appearance. Because when this Kedusha rests upon you, you could see the Neshama Yisera and the shine on a Yid's face when Shabbos Kodesh arrives. And the emes is, I don't know if you noticed, but this is really what we daven. The first thing we say, Shabbos morning in Shemoneh Esrei. There's words there that probably nobody understands. You start Shemoneh Esrei, and what do you say? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe rejoices in his present of his shear. Ki Evan Nemon karos aloi. He was called the Evan Nemon. Klil teferes broisha nesata. Crown was given to his head. Ba'omdu l'fanachal ha'sina. Now, most of us look at this like, very nice, you know the translation, but what does that have to do with anything? You have any understanding what you're saying? Moshe rejoiced, b'matnas chelkoi, ki Evan Nemon, he gets a crown. What in the world? Pasha Pshat, what are we talking about over here? What's the matnas chelkoi? What present of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's chelkoi? What chelik are we talking about? What shaychis is the Evan Nemon? And what's this crown? What are we talking about? Pasha Pshat in the Psukim. In the Tefillah. Not the Psukim, in the Tefillah. And you start, this is the first thing you say, Shabbos Morning, the Shemoneh Esrei. So I saw a Moridik of Pshat for Narizal. The Siddur HaMefurish brings down Pshat for Narizal and understanding this. Mamash to what we're discussing. And it's Taka Moridik of Hisairus for every single one of us. He says, La'achar Maisa Egel, after the Egel, right after we got Man Tayr, we all got that crown, that shine of the Ksarim. We did the Maisa Egel, it all got taken away from us. So all those crowns of Klal Yisrael that we were zeicha, the gvaldika moment of Matan Torah, we lost it with the eagle. Not al Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu really took all those ksorim, sheyisrael satu behem. All those crowns, all 600,000 yidden, went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says that Rizal, that's really his shine, the kirin or ponov that he was zeicha to Moshe, was really because he had such a heavy load of crowns, of the glory that every Yid had, he's holding 600,000 Yidin's crowns on himself, that gave him a gevaldik kirin or panav. This is what Darizal says. Zok Darizal, every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu says, from his own goodness, noyeg Moshe Rabbeinu b'toyves ayin, with his own goodness, machzira, he wants to return the keser, the crown, l'chol mi sheshem Shabbos. Every Yid that's keeping Shabbos, he wants to give you back your crown for Shabbos. V'zehu yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'simcha with the present, the matnas chelkoi, that he only has his own chelik. I'll keep my own crown for Shabbos, and I'm giving back all other 600,000 crowns to every year that shomer Shabbos. That's yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, that he's satisfied with his own chelik. Hu sameach b'chelkoi shel atzmoi. But rather, the other chalokim, machzir l'shem Shabbos, returns to every yid. And that's what it means, v'lachein ki even ne'mon karos aloi. That's what it means, he's an even ne'mon. He's a trustworthy even of Hashem. Shu ne'mon b'pikadon. He's ne'mon in the pikadon that's given to him, that the whole, he always carried all of it, but every Shabbos he gives it back to the yid. And what's this pikadon? Klil tferes b'roishay nesata. It's that crown of glory that he carries on his head, ba'omdu l'fanach al Sinai, that he gives back to every yid. So what's so fascinating is, is that this is what we talk about the first thing, Shemoneh Esrei, Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, we start Shemoneh Esrei, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah that set up our tefillah wants us to realize you're walking into shul, you're starting your Shabbos day, and the first thing you talk about is that crown, that kirin or panah that a yid has, that Tosefes Kedush that a yid gets with the Neshama Yisrael of Shabbos. That's the first thing you have to remember. That's the first thing we daven about in our Shemoneh Esrei. And this is the question we have to ask ourselves. When you live Shabbos, do you feel that you're carrying a keser? Do you feel like you're carrying this crown? Rachmanu Litzlan, so many of us, Shabbos is a day to chill, to relax. It's a day to do nothing. It's a downtime just to go ahead and, you know, I'm free, I don't have sdarim. And we have to realize that's contrary to what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us with the Matana of Shabbos. Shabbos is so precious. Every moment has to be utilized for the right purpose. There's so much opportunity of Aliyah that we can get. But the Emes is like all Ruchnius. Ruchnius is not tangible. We're in a physical world, and Ruchnius is not a tangible thing. And Memela, if you don't try to tap into it, it's not something you're going to get. It's something we have to work on connecting to. You know, the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos said, Ekev asher shama Avraham b'koili. Vayishmar mishmarti mitzvoisai chukoisai v'sayroisai. The Rebbeinu Shlom was talking about Avraham Avinu, and he said, because Avraham listens to my voice, and he kept the Torah mitzvahs. So what does it mean, he listens to my voice? It's not mitzvaysa, chukaysa, v'tayraysa, that's said separately in the Pasuk. What is the Torah referencing when the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Ekev Hashem Avraham b'koili? You know what Rashi says? Shema Avraham b'koili, kishenesisi oisai. He heard my voice when I test him. So I just heard a Mayur de Gamaisa, which I think gives a Gavaldic understanding to what these words of Rashi are saying. What does it mean you hear Hashem's voice when He's testing you? I just heard this Maisa on Monday when I was driving into Manhattan for a medical appointment. I heard this story from Eliezer Sirotskin. He's the head of Lev Lachem in Eretz Yisrael. He's very involved in the organization of Kiruv. But also there's a segment of that organization where they rescue Jewish girls. Unfortunately, there are many Jewish girls from secular families where an Israeli girl that's not affiliated with the, you know, irreligious, so there's not much stability at the house, and they come from very weak backgrounds, and they don't have much in their life in general, and they're very vulnerable. And there are many sly Arabs that try to take these girls. You know, they convince them and they, you know, give them fake love, as you want to call it. And they ensnare them to come back with them and marry them. And they bring them back to their Arab towns. And then by the time they get to the Arab town, of course, they turn them into slaves. And it's not as great as the girls thought when they got taken by these Arabs. This is a common thing, unfortunately, that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And Lev Lachem is very involved in rescuing these girls. So there was a girl, Shoshana, and Eliezer Sirotskin said over, that she was ensnared by one of these sly Arab boys, and he got her to go ahead and come back with him to his Arab town in Jordan. His name was Mohammed Sanjuk. That was his name. And she went back to his Arab village in Jordan. And from the day she got there, she regretted it. It wasn't as blissful and geschmack as she imagined. And it wasn't the happiness that she was looking for. But at that point, it's too late. These people get stuck there. And without the organization looking to rescue them, it doesn't happen. And she was living there with Mohammed Sanjuk, and she ended up having two children with him. She had a daughter, Yaffa. She called the child Yaffa. That was the Hebrew name. At the end of the day, she's Jewish. And her husband called her Nufa. I guess it must be the same. Yaffa, Nufa must be similar. And the other child was a girl named Shuli, that she called her, and her Arab name was Salin. And this is Shoshana bringing up these two girls in this Arab village. Vayhi ayoyim, it came a day where Yaffa, or Nufa, was already like about 18 years old, and she was looking for a job, and she saw an advertisement that is a secretary job in Tel Aviv that's available. They're looking for someone who's bilingual, could speak both languages. And she, of course, because she had a Jewish mother, Shoshana, who's Israeli, so she was able to speak Ivrit, Hebrew, and Arab. And therefore, she took the, you know, she went for the job and she took the job. It was very easy to get over the board in those days. And therefore, she was going back and forth for her job. Over time, because she was entering Israel so many times, she had this gvaldic desire to go to the holy spot by the Arabs, the Dome of the Rock, where the shrine is. That's really what, you know, that's the holiest site for the Arabs. And she really wanted to go there. So one day she had some free time, and she decided she's going to go to Jerusalem to go ahead and visit it. She's walking through the old city, and she comes to a fork in the road. And it says, to the left, it says Dome of the Rock, and that's how you reach the shrine. And it says, to the right is the Wailing Wall to the Kotel. And at the end of the day, says Elazar Sarotskin, this girl, Lamaisa, is a Jew, not just even a half Jew. Her mother's Jewish means she's a Jew like every one of us. She's as Yiddish as all of us, even though she was totally irreligious. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, she's a Yid. And he said over that she stopped at the fork in the road and she heard a voice calling her, Yaffa, Yaffa, go to the right, go to the Kotel, go visit the Wailing Wall. But simultaneously, she heard another voice calling her and saying, Nufa, Nufa, go to the left, to the Dome of the Rock. And she said over how she heard these voices, Yaffa, Yaffa, go to the right. Nufa, Nufa, go to the left. And she really didn't know which way to go. And in this great struggle that was going on in her mind at the moment, she said somehow her neshama took her over. At the end of the day, she's a Yid. And she went to the right. And she walked the rest of the old city to the right. And she ended up at the Kotel, at the Wailing Wall. And she came to the wall and she just broke down in tears. Somehow her neshama started coming out. Even she was totally not affiliated with religion. And she was crying like a baby at the Kaisel. Of course, all the Kiev people hang out at the Kaisel and they look for these type of experiences. And they randomly obviously jumped at her and they started talking to her and finding out what's going on. And you can imagine over time, they did a tremendous Kiev job on her. And eventually, they rescued her. I don't know if her mother, but her, the story's not so old. So they rescued her from the Arab village. She ended up becoming a emes abalas tshuva. That not only she's a balas tshuva, she wanted to only marry a guy sitting and learning in kolel. And she told the shadchan one condition. Who is this Muhammad Sanjuk? Muhammad Sanjuk, her father, was really a convicted terrorist. In the 1980s and 1990s, he carried out a lot of terrorist attacks. And one of the big ones, where that's where he got caught, was in Kikar Tzion. He went ahead and he filled up a whole refrigerator full of explosives and came with his truck and dropped off the refrigerator in Kikar Tzion. And Rahman al-Tzlan, he killed 13 Yidden there in that explosion. And mamash, tens of, you know, Yidden never got injured and all that. It was a tremendous terrorist attack. And he ended up getting locked up for life. But of course, with the exchanges, You know, you give back 1 year, then you get back 300 Arabs. So he was part of one of those exchanges that Mohammed Sanjuk got released from prison, even though he had a lifetime sentence. He was released from prison with one of those exchanges at one of those times. And she knew this about her father. So she told the Shadchan she has one condition. She's looking for a Shidduch, but she has one condition. The boy has to want to have a huge family. At least 13 kids. Why? Because I want to go ahead and be misakin what my father did. My father went ahead and blew up and killed 13 Yidden, and she wanted to have at least 13 children to go ahead and misakin her father's thing. This is the Emes HaMaisa. So the point being is that we have to realize, like Rebbe Sirotkin said, every one of our nisyonos, we have to hear the voices. There's a voice that's talking to you all the time. And that's mamash what the pasuk is referring to. Ekev Hashem Avram Bikoili. Avram heard my voice. Is different than Vayishra Mishmaratim Mitzvayis Chukayis V'Sarayisai. Yes, there's mitzvahs, there's chukim, there's Torah. But Avram had something else also. He heard Hashem's voice, like Rashi says, Shama Avram Bikoili, Kishen Asisi Yaisi, when I test him. Every one of us have different tests throughout our day. And we have to go ahead and hear the voice that's calling us. We have a Yetzer Hara that's calling Nufa, Nufa, go to the Dome of the Rock. And it's calling our name and telling us, go the other way. And then you have to hear the other voice, which is the voice of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, the voice of the Yetzer Tov, calling you to do the right thing. Unfortunately, I one time heard, you know, many of us don't hear the voices. You know, people complain, like, you know, what do you mean? I don't hear voices. If I had voices, I would go ahead and respond. I don't hear voices. And someone said over, you know why you don't hear the voice? Because, like, you know, when you call somebody on their cell phone, you've reached so-and-so. The mailbox is full. We're not accepting any more messages. That's what it is. You're full and you're not accepting messages. You don't hear the voice because you're rejecting the call. You can't reject. You have to accept the call. And this is something we have to key into, to hear the voices. And especially in regard to what we're talking about here, when we're speaking about Shabbos Kodesh. Rachmana Litzlan, Shabbos here in America, became, where's the Kedusha Shabbos? Shabbos has Kedusha? What Kedusha? Shabbos is one big day off. You live it up, you chill. If you're lucky, you have a Shalom Zachat to get drunk by, and whatever else you do, and that's what it is. And if you're lucky, you've thrown a few minutes of Talmud Torah. That's Shabbos Kodesh. You know, we have to stop being Shomer Shabbos. There's a big movement out there now, and people are starting to be Shomer Shabbos. These are Freya people. But us from people have to be start being Shomer Shabbos also. We could be from, but we're not really being Shomer Shabbos. This is not what the Rebbeinu Shlomo had in mind when he spoke about Shmir Shabbos. We all have to be makabel Shmir Shabbos. You know, the Seder Shoresh HaAvodah in Shaar Ches talks about how you're supposed to spend your Shabbos Kodesh. Over there in Perek Yud Beis, he speaks about Barichus. We don't have so much time to go through it. But over there he says, Ashrei Odom Oyz Loi. Fortunate is someone who has Oyz, strength. Sha'amoloi Batoira. He's someone that has Shaiches, Ta'amoloi being Batoira. He's a Yid that all week he has Shaiches to Yegiyas HaTorah. B'Shabbos Kodesh. Yoyim Shiyesh Boi Tikkunim Gedoilim by Lama Yisrael Yoyinim. A day of so much Tikkunim. And there's such a Halig day. And the opportunity of Shabbos to be Oysin Kovid Gadol Aviv Sheba Shemayim. To do Gevaldika honor for our Father in Shemayim. He says, B'Vadai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants our Talmud Torah, and he speaks about being Mechadish Torah, so the Gevaldik Aschus to be Mechadish Torah on Shabbos. He says, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not coming Betrunya in B'Reisa. He's not coming with, you know, exacting judgment on us. Each Yid on your Madrega, Lufi Sichloi, if you're holding on such a Madrega, Mechadish Divrei Torah, Gevaldik, but even if you're not, Hein Levar Eza Dinu B'Gemara, Yechaza Gemara, and you get clarity. Al pi pirish taisvis umafarshim. whatever it is. You go through a pasuk in Chumash and you get a better understanding. And gam nirli barer, I believe 100% that even without that, im choishiv adam, a person on Shabbos thinks, is a shor b'yom, whatever moment in Shabbos kodesh, and he's mechadish b'sichloi, in his mind he's mechadish, is a hanhaga toiva, a good hanhaga, ba'avoidas yotzreinu, in how to serve Hashem. She is nahig ba'anhaga yishara, that I keep a new hanhaga, kol yumei ha'shvua. Hein ba'anhaga's tayres ha'machshava, hein ba'anhaga's hadibur, hein ba'anhaga's ha'smodas limudoi, hein ba'anhaga's kavonas ha'tfilo, oi birchas hanenin, oi ba'anhaga's achilo how I eat, oi b'maso matan, whatever it is, says Yisoid v'sherish avoida, zebor, I have no doubt, shemaleches machsheves yishora, if a person works just even on right, a good new thought, kitoira yechoshev, in the Rebbe Shem's eyes, it's like you machadash anushtikol Torah. V'habayri yisboruch yishtasha b'chidush day. He has a tremendous delight. B'pamal yishaloi in the Rebbe Shem's whole entourage in Shemayim. Gam yisatahu yisboruch. The Rebbe Shem crowns himself with this new chidush haTorah that you came up with. V'chol pamal yishaloi. V'chol neshamas hatzdikis shebegan Eden. And he goes on by Rechos describing what a nachas ruach that is. That little machshava toiv that you had on Shabbos Kodesh. He ends his shtickl saying, Nimtza, im chidush adam b'Shabbos Kodesh, eza an haga toiva, ein l'cha chidush toira godol mizeh. In the Rebbe Shem's eyes, there's no greater chidush toira than this. This is what he writes. But I'll upon him to use our Shabbos for dvarm shebikdusha, to use our Shabbos for aliyah in all our avodas Hashem. To use our Shabbos to become dovek in the Rebbeinu Shloilom, to develop Avas Hashem. We have to tap in to the Gvaldika day of Shabbos and start being Shema Shabbos properly. You know, I always wonder. When we come ahead, we have a Shabbos Kodesh. There's so much different opportunity, and there's so many different voices going through our head. Many of us think like, you know, it's Shabbos now. It's just like, now it's time for me to chill. I work hard the whole week. I learned a lot this week. Shabbos is my day off. And a person has to hear the other voice. Deep down, every one of our conscience talks to us and tells us, you know, there's so much more to get from Shabbos. We all know deep down. We hear that voice screaming, Yafa, Yafa, you have more to do. You can get more from Shabbos. We hear our neshama calling us. Every single one of us. And that guilty feeling that we're having, yes, throw yourself back at the Beis Medrash. It doesn't have to be if you can, Chazak Gemara, you don't want to learn something so heavy. There's so much more to learn, there's so much to do. But use your time. Let's grow Madregos on Shabbos Kodesh. You know, it's a very interesting lashon. When we begin Shabbos, we say, L'cha doidi. Let's go, L'gras Kala. Today Shabbos is Kabbalah. What's go? L'cha, to go, where you going? We're all sitting in our seats. Where are we going? And yet, we're sitting in our seats in the Beis Medrash and we're saying, L'cha, to go. So I once heard a Moreh de Gepshat, the Ramban in Parsha Shemois, on Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi. The Ramban explains, what does it mean, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach Esbas Levi? Over there, by the Gzeirah of Parai, as he went. He's not really going anywhere. He's getting married. Vayelech ish v'eis Levi, you're going? Vayikach is Bas Levi. When they got married to Bas Levi. What's Vayelech? Where are you going? Says the Ramban. Omar HaKosov Kane, the Pasuk used this Lashon of Vayelech. Ki b'chol mizdoreis lasos inyin chodosh. Whenever you're being mizaris yourself to do something new, extra level of davar shebikdusha, davar chadosh, that's going. That's the nusach used for going. That's the vayelech ish v'beis Levi. Although there was the decree of Paroi, he decided the right thing is not to listen and go. Go means he was mizdareis lasos inyan chadosh. This is what we say when Shabbos comes. L'cho doyidi likras kala, p'nei Shabbos niskabla. That we're going ahead and going. What does it mean we're going? Every single one of us, when Shabbos begins, we're going with the mindset that we're going to be mizdaris to have an inyan chadosh. This Shabbos, I'm going to utilize it on a whole new level to bring my madrego one notch higher. And if you do that, then the upcoming week will be a notch higher. And then the following Shabbos will be a notch higher. And it's mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Your whole madrega changes if you use Shabbos properly. You know, this is what we sing in Zemiris. It's kedai. When yeshiva sings Zemiris, you buy a suda, it's kedai. You take out a bencher, you look at the words, you could grow so much from Zemiris. Over there we say, in Baruch Kel Elyon, benches Hashem, Asher Nosa Menucha, L'nafshenu Pidyon, Mishes Va'anocha. Shabbos, we're thanking Hashem that gave us Menucha, the Yom of Shabbos. What does Shabbos give me? It gives nafshenu pidyon. It gives my nefesh redemption from all, Art Scroll translates, it gives our souls relief from ravage and groaning. That's the English words if you want to know how to translate mishes va'anocha. The point being is that we have to realize Shabbos is a day that we got blackened the whole week and now Shabbos we can become beautiful. Shabbos day we can lift ourselves up to the next madrega in Ruchnius. Another level of Kedusha. It's an opportunity for every single one of us to really connect. You want to have a real relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam? Start with Shabbos. Shabbos is the time. When you realize the gift of Shabbos, then, like we say in our Zmiris, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, we say over there is, Dorshe Hashem, Zera Avron, Oyavoy, Hamaachrim Lotzeis Min Hasharis, Umaharim Lovoy. Someone who understands the gift of Shabbos, and someone who's Taka Dorshe Hashem, he seeks and yearns Hashem. He wants relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kirvas Alakim Li Toiv, such a Yid. He delays the exit of Shabbos, Maachrim Lotzeis Min Hasharis. And he speeds up the entry of Shabbos. He's not one of those guys who is here is dripping at Shkia. That's not giving Shabbos chashivas. You know, the Vilna Gaon in Siddur writes, to explain this nusach of the song, he says, Ma'achrim lotzeis min ha-Shabbos, u'maharim lovoy, you speed up its coming, ha-yedeya u'maymen. Anybody who knows and really believes, Ki Shabbos Kodesh u'matono toiva. If you really believe Shabbos is a gift, va'atzuma and great, roitza laharchiv hazman komasha yuchal. You want to widen the time of Shabbos as much as possible. More opportunity of bracha. And it's exciting to have that bracha. And Erev Shabbos, you're waiting for it to arrive. And Motzei Shabbos, you're not running out of Shabbos. You wish the exit of Shabbos could be delayed. This is Dorshe Hashem. Shabbos is the Rabbeinu Shalom coming, the Shechina coming to us. You know, in the Gemara Shabbos and Kuf Yates, the Gemara itself brings down the Moshel. Over there it says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was very busy preparing for Shabbos. Omar, what he said was, Ilu Mekalin Li Rav Ami Rav Asi. Imagine if I had a visit from Rav Ami or the Heliger Rav Asi. Miloy Mechtafino, wouldn't I be preparing so much and I'd be waiting for his arrival? So says, Mesil Sharon brings this down in Perek Yutes, that you have to realize Shabbos, the way Rav Nachman looked at it, if Rav Ami Rav Asi were coming, imagine how much excitement there would be, how much preparation I would have, how much I would be waiting for this. Shabbos Kodesh is the Rebbeinu Shel Shechina coming down to us. And therefore, how much we have to appear and wait with excitement now that the Shabbos arrives and I can't believe it's here already. I didn't have time for anything. And don't try to give the excuses that Friday is so short. It's the same people who can't be on time for Friday on the early winters for Shabbos when Shabbos is 4 o'clock. Those same people, when Shabbos is 8 o'clock in the summer, they can't make it either. So it has nothing to do with how early Shabbos is. It's who you are. You don't really believe in the matana of Shabbos. You don't feel like it's a real gift. You're not really Darshei Hashem. You're just doing the thing, but you don't really believe it. You know, someone told me in Manchester, I think, somewhere in England, where there's a part of the year where Shabbos comes in about 10:30 at night. That's how late sunset is. And someone told me, even there, people are running into Shabbos. Could you imagine? Shabbos comes in 10:30 at night, and you're running into Shabbos? You can't make it on time? That's unbelievable, because that's the answer. You're not really Darshei Hashem. You know, we just had in last week's parsha, Vayihi Esav ben Arbon Shana. Esav is 40 years old. Vayikach Isha es Yehudas bas ve'ewi achiti. He went ahead and married Yehudas. So the Gemara brings down, Chazal bring down, Kol Arbon Shana, haya Esav tzod nashay anashim ha'ano esam. For 40 years, he was busy taking people's wives and being mezana with them and doing terrible things. Kivin shegiya Arbon Shana, he reached 40. Omar, he said, Abba Nosa Isha ben Abba, my father got married at 40. I got to follow my father. So Esav went ahead and got married at 40 because he's following his father. Says Chazal, he's mamish like a chazir. You know what a chazir is? A pig. He's a chazir. You know why? Chazir, marat lofav. A chazir, if you ever went to visit the farm, you'll see it always sits down with his feet in front of him. You can see his split hooves. Why is a chazir sitting down with a split hoof sticking out like no other animal does? Says Chazal. Because the chazir is oimer. The chazir is really telling us, Re'u shani tohor. Look, I'm pure. I'm tohor. You think I'm a chazir? No, I have split hooves. Says Chazal. That's mamish Esav. Esav is busy goyzel, the choymsin, stealing people's wives, doing every avera possible, kol gimel chamuris. Umarin atzma, but he shows himself, ki'ilu hei, as if he's oyved Hashem yizbarach, as if he's serving Hashem. Ayikach Esav, he takes and gets married at 40, because that's what my father did. Rabbeisai, there are many of us that are acting like this chazir. All week, yeah, I'm so frum. If Shabbos you're not ready for, you're not a Darshei Hashem. So I don't know who you're davening to all week. I don't know whose Torah you're learning. But if you're Darshei Hashem, you're a Maharim. You hurry for Shabbos to come. You wait for Shabbos Kodesh. And if you think you could do without it, you're like the Chazir who sticks out how he's Tor, Re'u Shani Tor, but you're missing the boat. You're like Esav who got married at 40, thinking he's Tor. That's what it is. Shabbos is our barometer. If you want to know how connected you are to the Rabbeinu Shlom, am I serving Hashem or not? Who am I serving all week long? Am I serving Hashem when I talk to him in davening? Am I learning Dvar Hashem when I sit and learn Torah? All my avodah is Hashem. Let's look how your Shabbos looks. How do you spend your Shabbos? How ready are you for Shabbos to come? Or do you hear dripping from the shower at Shkia? If you can't be a Darshei Hashem who waits for Shabbos Kodesh, then you're no different than Esav getting married at 40. Because it equals up. Shabbos is the Darshei Hashem's type of day. It's a day of Kedusha. And if you have no Shaychus to it, it's because you have no Shaychus to all week either. This is something we have to think about. There's tremendous Ma'am Kodesh. We're very short on time. Just end. Just end with the words of the Haftorah in this past week's parasha. Haftorah from the Navi Malachi in Perek Aleph. The Navi brings down from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Ben Yechabed Av, a child respects his father. Eved Adonav, a servant respects his master. Says the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we have to hear his cry. Im ov oni, aye kmoidi. If I'm really your father, where's your respect for me? Is there a Bnei Shlom's complaint to Klal Yisrael? Malachi is the last Novi that we have. That Malachi is the last Nevuah. It talks to us. The Bnei Shlom is crying to every Yid. This is something we have to think about. Im ov oni, aye kvoidi. Im adoinim oni, if I'm your master, aye maroi, why don't you fear me? Oma Hashem tzavocho yislochem. Rabbi Yisai, it's an embarrassment. But last week, Mincha Erev Shabbos, I don't even know if there were more than two or three people sitting here that were by Mincha by Ashrei. That means you're not waiting for Shabbos. If Ashrei starts without you, you're not a Dorshei Hashem. Dorshei Hashem, and realize the Maton of Shabbos Kodesh, wait for Shabbos. You know, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, enough time to go through all the Marmakimas, but it's brought down, a person should start being Makabas Shabbos, stop Malacha a half hour before Shkia, at least, minimal. He writes even earlier, when the sun's on top of the tree, which is way before a half hour. But the point being is that if you run into the Zaman, you have no Shaychas. The Rebbeinu Shel should bench us all, that we should get appreciation for the Matana of Shabbos, realize what the gift is, and if we takah shteltzu to the gift, the Matana of Shabbos. I just want to tell you one ma'aseh before I just end, because this ma'aseh is amazing. I just saw this ma'aseh brought down. There's so many different stories. I could go on with stories. With this whole October 7th massacre that happened in Gaza, with the whole war beginning, so there's a lot of Shabbos stories that went on with this, how Shmir Shabbos saved people. But here's a ma'aseh I just saw. There was, when they came into one of the kibbutzim, so they really slaughtered everybody there. There was one lady that came, looked through the peephole of our door, and she saw six terrorists with drawn guns chanting something in Arabic. She couldn't believe what she was looking at. She was moments away from them breaking into her home and shooting her dead. It appeared her life was going to end. She looked up to heaven, to Hashem, and said, Borei Olam, I promise I will start keeping Shabbos the rest of my life if you save me. Please protect me. The moment she finished talking, all of a sudden the six terrorists turned around and walked away, skipping over her house, and she with her children went to the bomb shelter and stayed until they rescued hours later. But this is a true ma'isa, that her Kabbalah that she made, that she's going to be Shomer Shabbos, saved her life. This is just another story from the countless stories that went on. That we have to realize what it means. Shabbos is the makor of all our bracha in our life. The whole week's bracha comes from Shabbos Kodesh. The Rebbeinu Shel should take a bench us, and we should all utilize the Shabbos Kodesh, the gift of Shabbos, and we'll be zeicha to all the bracha.